To make an album that actually contained songs that went together, that all adhered to a theme, and in this case, the theme was unrequited love. And if you look closely at all the songs, that's what they're about.
That's the fantastic thing about being in 20 is unrequited love and the big feelings and the longing and the separation. You know. It's sad, but it's sweet. That's the gorgeous part of love.
Let it run away. Let it run, let it run away. Let it run away. Let it run away.
I don't think he trusted the fact of being happy with his career and his relationships. You see it in the songs. In the lyrics, the distance and the loneliness, and that was what he was choosing as a career, and those things perpetuated that loneliness, and the, you know, not having your partner with you, having that distance between, you know, from Perth to Sydney, from, you know, Sydney to Europe, there was always that distance with his relationships, and they didn't travel very well.
Let it run away.
Chose me to sing the song because of the quality of my voice. It's like there were certain songs where Dave would, over the recording history, where Dave would stay up all night drinking and then do his vocal first thing in the morning so that he had that rough, gruff, you know, drinking voice. Which you could only... To be part of the character. So for the same reason, you know, my slightly edgy, innocent voice managed to help with the characterisation of the song.
I love the slightly spooky feeling that those songs have, particularly Tarralup Bridge, of this slightly disembodied woman's voice, you know, singing in her own voice and telling the story, and quite a dark kind of lyric.
It was fantastically reviewed, everywhere. And the response through Europe and in England, we were overwhelmed with it, quite frankly, because, well, all of us knew when we heard the record that it was very special, you know, that it was, you know, that it was the great leap forward, if you like, for them in terms of the performances, the production, and that thematic thing, and of course the songwriting. And everybody was really buoyed by that confidence, and you know, the shows that we were doing as a result. You know, we ended up doing these big festivals like Park Pop in Holland and Glastonbury, and so they'd gone from dingwalls to, you know, a couple of hundred people to performing in front of 40, 50,000 people, you know, on the strength of those reviews and the publicity that surrounded that record.
And we were going to places like Scandinavia and Germany and Holland, and it was a real eye-opener because most of these places really liked us, you know, and we hadn't really conceptualised that as a kind of audience for us, because we, up until then, had been focused on this idea of English-speaking countries liking English-speaking music, but we knew that that was naive, but still we hadn't really thought about it. And of course, when we got to these places, you know, they really liked it, and they became the places that we were the most popular in.
Someone I want to forget tonight. Don't you want to forget someone too? I left you, now I can't meet you too. Baby, let's go out tonight. It will all turn out of what I'm sure. Don't want to drink at home again.
I actually see Tender is the Night as a song that's about Dave. To me, it was almost like Dave telling the story of his life, almost.
Yeah, I love the final part of that song where he says, where you are, it will just be getting light, which is just an amazing way to in so few words, say, you're not here and I miss you.
Let's go out tonight.
After Bon Sandy, they did something completely different. They left London, came back to Australia, and they worked in the outback on a sheep station and made In the Pines in a shed. Took an 8-track recorder along and recorded in the Australian landscape. After that, they got more highly produced on Kalantcha and the Black Swan. The Kalantcha record's brilliant. That's a fantastic record too. That got, you know, worldwide acclaim. And then they ended their career with the Black Swan, and then that was it. It was over, you know, it was a 10-year career. It was over way too fast.
The Triffids had been on the road for years and years and years, living out of suitcases, never really settling down for a long time. And it had taken its toll on people's personal lives. It had taken its toll on people's health. And I think we were all quite happy when Dave decided, well, look, let's just have a 6-month break. Let me get my shit together, and I want to make a solo album. And this wasn't news to us.
But after sort of 12 months, I think we were sort of going, Dave, are you? I don't think we even need to ask him. Actually, I think it was pretty obvious that no, he doesn't really look like he wants to get the band back together.
After that, very soon after that, was when Dave's health first started to go, and he first started to have like major, really serious health problems. He became seriously ill, had a heart transplant in 96, I think it was.
So, yeah, when we started to get really sick, it was, it's almost like part of Dave's personality to be a bit sick. Sounds a bit weird. But he didn't look after himself. He was very much an intellectual being, and his body was just this vessel that carried him through.
All right, this is 101.9 CITR, and 50... Yeah, 1116 on a kind of warm, at least in here, room 233 at the Student Union Building at UBC. My name's Chris. I am not filling in for Mr. Matthew. It is The Stranded Show, 100% solid Australian music. You were just hearing a little documentary on the Triffids, a great Australian band with a great Australian album. Born Sandy Devotional. Yes, Matthew?
Oh, absolutely classic.
Absolutely classic. Now, I didn't know, Ed, that you were going to be here. I did have some Eddie Current Suppression Ring all set up. Dare I play the first track of the album?
No, because I have already played it.
Oh, you have already played it today?
No, but in weeks past, but there's only so many tracks in the world.
Yes.
Time and
most definitely. So have you played all the tracks so that we could go back to the first track?
Let's be equitable. Let's go to second last track.
Second last track it is. This is track 9 from Rush to Relax, a little track called Isn't It Nice? This is the Eddie Current Suppression Ring. The wonderful and affable Matthew will return after this song, I am sure. Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
And this is CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Thank you so much, Chris, for holding the fort for me for 10 or so minutes, about 14 minutes, I think, to be precise, while I dragged my bones into the studio. And Eddie Current Suppression Ring came through for us in the end. You heard the second last track on the album Rush to Relax, their latest LP. Eddie Current Suppression Ring taking the alternative rock world by storm, and I do believe they're going to be touring North America very soon. I don't think they're coming up all the way up here, but Seattle, I'd pretty much put a bet that they'll be playing Seattle. I'll find out soon the exact date. So Eddie Current Suppression Ring there. Okay, so this is Australian and Canadian music, and this is fantastic. The CD that I have, I'm just about to play, is almost the exact reason why I'm doing this show. This is actually a local group that is a mixture of Australian and Canadian artists. It's a little jazz group called We Three, featuring the Australian Thomas Morgan on bass. Now, if anyone has been listening to the show all year, you may have heard us play Root System and actually had the band Root System into the studio. They're a flourishing group here, featuring Chris Mapstone on vocals and guitar, and and Thomas Morgan on bass. Thomas is the Australian, Chris is the Canadian. But this is actually a different project, a recording that Tom has done with his jazz trio that he plays with every Friday at Jitters Cafe. Now, Jitters is on 4th Avenue. I'll get you the exact address a bit later on. I highly recommend anyone, if you're not doing anything on a Friday night, wander down to Jitters Cafe and you'll hear some fantastic jazz. Thomas and an absolutely brilliant guitarist and an established drummer jamming away in a small little cafe. And this CD that was handed to me last Friday is their first recording. So I'm going to play you a few tracks off it. So it's a little group called We Three. And after that, I'll have a bit more of a talk about who they are. So here it is. Here's some local Canadian / Australian music. listening to We Three, a local jazz trio featuring an Australian on bass and Canadians on guitar and drums. I'm going to play the final track on this EP, and I'll tell you a bit more later on. Here's more We Three.
Here tonight, son?
Whoa. I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you
sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Okay, welcome back to CITR in Vancouver for another Monday morning in Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Another great show because we just played for you three tracks from the We 3 EP. Actually, the last track there is an extended 8-minute song, and I kind of had to segue out of it a little bit early because we are running out of time. But you did hear three tracks now. If you like what you hear, you can actually hear We 3 play live every Friday at Jitters Cafe, where they jam. So Jitters is on 4th Avenue, 1966 4th Avenue West. And it's one of the best things that I've ever done on a Friday night. You sit there, sip a tea or whatever you'd like to drink, and hear three world-class jazz instrumentalists just go for it, jamming. And this is just fantastic because it features Thomas Morgan on bass, who is a local artist who is born and bred Australian. And we have Kat on drums and Budge on guitar. So this is a genuine Australian/Canadian EP I have here. And Thomas, of course, is a bass player from Root System, who we have had on the show and who we will have on again in due course, because they have just recorded their debut EP, and Root System have been playing around a lot and building quite a following here in the city. They're, I'd say, the flag bearers for quality Australian-Canadian music locally. So that was We 3. And also, here's another thing I should tell you. Jitters is actually right next door to the Australian Boot Company. I'm wearing them right now, the Blundstone boots you may be familiar with. And I was just chatting to Katrina there at the Australian Boot Company, and anyone who mentions this show, Stranded, the Australian music show, you can get your Australian boots $30 off.
Stranded!
Chris, did you hear that? Yep. Okay, that's one order for Australian boots for Christopher here. So just to repeat that, if you are on 4th Avenue and you go into the Blundstone shop, the Australian Boot Company, if you mention Stranded, the Australian music show on CITR, you can get $30 off your boots, and these are hardcore boots. These will last you your entire life. They will. Okay, this is CITR, Stranded, the Australian music show. I want to play you a band that Luke Meat here at the station has been raving about, and rightly so. Tame Impala from Perth. Chris Horrific played the Triffids documentary before I wandered into the studio a little bit late, and the Triffids are a great band from Perth, as are Tame Impala. Tame Impala are a really awesome psychedelic rock band, and Perth is a really interesting city, the most isolated major city in the world. And I think by default, that means you're going to have really interesting music coming out of it. Tame Impala are touring the United States soon, unfortunately not Canada, and that's not good, but maybe in the next tour after that. But I'm going to play you The Bold Arrow of Time from Tame Impala from Perth, Australia. Psychedelic rock for you on a Monday. Here we go.
your family home. You're a fastidious cleaner. We are those forces of nature you're fighting. Your vigilance just keeps us keener. And I'm on the fly, you've been trying to kill.
This is Randy Randall from No Age. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot.
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and this is the regular Australian Music Hour, Australian Stranded, the Australian and Canadian music show. You just heard three songs there from Australia. The first one was, of course, Tame Impala, a fantastic psychedelic rock band from Perth who are touring the United States soon and hopefully one day Canada. And I thought I'd sort of continue the kind of psychedelic mood there with Tumbleweed from Wollongong. I played a single of theirs called Fang It. And Tumbleweed are a really great stoner band from Wollongong, and they've actually had a resurgence. They broke up close to 10 years ago after a really fantastic independent career, a lot of touring through Australia, a lot of great singles and albums. They broke up in the late 90s, I guess it would have been, early 2000s, and they're back. And that single I played was kind of a rarity. It was just a one-off EP, I believe, Fang It. But I'd like to play some more of their music in the future that's more sort of representative of their classic sound, because that song, Fang It, was featuring only a couple of the original members. But now the original band has got back together. And, Tumbleweed are fantastic. And the last song there was by a band from Canberra called The Cashews, a great little acoustic group there. They're known for apparently doing like guerrilla gigs. They'll just kind of show up on a street corner somewhere and play an unamplified gig and really wow people. They're like sort of public space type things. If you like The Cashews, you can find them online. The Cardboard Charlie website, If you type Cardboard Charlie into Google, you can find a great list of local artists from Canberra and some of the other cities, and you can buy CDs online there. And the Cashews is one of the bands there. So nice little acoustic music. We're getting close to the end of the show. Thanks again, Chris Arific, for holding the fort with that Triffids documentary. Before I leave, I want to play one song off that album for you, that great band from Perth. But just now, here's a local guy, a real treasure. This is a man named Pete McCormack. Now, he is an absolute Renaissance man. This is a gifted musician, writer, and filmmaker. He won some major awards recently for his film Facing Ali. He was even nominated for an Academy Award documentary down in the States. He is a very prolific man, and he's a great songwriter in addition to being a filmmaker. And he lives right here in Vancouver. I'm going to play you a song called Wide Open. It's just stunning. Like this, well, really moved me anyway. Pete is actually going to be playing on the 29th. He very, very rarely plays live, but he's going to be helping to MC a speaking engagement at Banyan Books on the 29th. This is for a local author. Jeffrey Armstrong's written a book about the Avatar concept as it relates to the film The Avatar, which came out recently, of course, and really blew the world away. Jeffrey is a longtime scholar of the Indian knowledge tradition, Vedic knowledge, and he's written this really amazing book, and it's coming out on the 29th for a release at Banyan Books down in the west there. And I'll tell you a little bit more about this, but Pete McCormack is going to be there, this gentleman I'm just about to play. This is his song, Wide Open. Local artist.
I'm wide open to believe anything you want me to. Wide open to receive any song sung by you. If this seems crazy, it's just me dying to be free. So you
shoulder soul with the one I love. Wide open, I'm gonna laugh all night long with the one above.
The Calgary Folk Music Festival, a dreamlike balance of urban and bucolic, friendly and far out, super fly and earthy. Pioneering musical godfathers and grandmothers, plus rebels, romantics, and revolutionaries of the current decade. July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you around the world. The Calgary Folk Music Festival. Visit calgaryfolkfest.com.
And we've come to an end of another show here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And we're going to finish up with a song by the Triffids from Perth. But that song there was a brilliant local artist, Pete McCormack, who... he's a Renaissance man. He's a writer, a filmmaker, and a great songwriter there. And you can his website's PeteMcCormack.com. And he doesn't really play live anymore, except you'll be able to see him on the 29th of June at Banyan Books. He is helping to MC an event, and I'm pretty sure he's going to be playing a little bit of music there too. Banyan Books, 3608 West 4th Avenue. On the 29th of June, he's helping to MC a book launch by local author Jeffrey Armstrong, who's written a groundbreaking book about Avatar, what that concept actually is, from the East Indian perspective, their heritage, and tying it into the fantastic film that many of us no doubt have already seen. So, the 29th of June, Albania Books, 3608 West 4th Avenue, you can see Pete McCormack and author Jeffrey Armstrong. So this is the end of the show. At the start, Chris Horrific, because I was running a little late, he played a documentary on great Australian albums, and he played the doc on the Triffids, Born Sandy Devotional. Triffids are a classic band from Perth. I want to just... in the past, we have played the single Wide Open Road, but I want to play another song off the album to leave you with. It's called Life of Crime, from 1986, from the Triffids Born Sandy Devotional album. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Stranded, Australian and Canadian music. I hope you have a fantastic Monday and the rest of the week. And see you next week. Grass still froze.
on the side of the road. Some still burns and the rain still falls. Since the burn still fiery holds, I hold on tight to nothing at all. How do you lead me to a life of crime? How do you lead me to a life of crime? Now my vision is dim and the weather is cold. Oh, and out for a 10-minute walk, that's the last thing I remember. That was the fifth, now it's December. The game was soon won, and I hold your color. I believe you would lead me through this life of crime. I believe you would lead me through this life.
The new defense budget, the biggest in American history since World War II, in real terms. This means no money for addressing any of the other problems in our society, including global warming. It's not to fight terrorists. It is to prepare for a global struggle with China. That's what all this money is really all about. And you probe why all this money for a global struggle with China? Because eventually we're going to have a global resource war with China. That's the only logic behind any of this.
That's Michael Clare, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Michael Clare on the coming conflict with China. With the decline in U.S. economic power, a similar decline in its political influence inevitably will follow. In the military arena, the U.S. reigns supreme. No country comes even close in matching its lethal firepower and massive Pentagon budgets. As its economic position weakens, Washington may be tempted to turn even more to its trump card, guns, in addressing international issues. China looms as the coming force to be reckoned with in the world. It is the number one exporter and is poised to pass Japan as the second largest economy. And within a few decades, it will surpass the United States. China, the ancient Middle Kingdom, has had a bad couple of centuries with invasions, occupations, civil wars, and diplomatic isolation. But now it's back, big time. Its global economic strategy is to secure resources in Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, and elsewhere in long-term contracts. It holds close to $1 trillion in U.S. bonds and securities. And Beijing watches patiently as Washington fritters away its wealth in endless wars and a global network of hundreds of military bases. To talk about the possibility of conflict between the U.S. and China is Michael Clare. He's professor at Brooklyn College. He's defense correspondent for The Nation magazine and the author of many books, including Resource Wars, Blood and Oil, and Rising Powers, Shrinking Planet. Michael Clare spoke at Greenfield Community College in Greenfield, Massachusetts.
So I'm delighted to be here. So first I want to congratulate the Trap Rock Center for Peace and Justice for holding this series, this particular series, The Roots of War, because I believe if you